You can do a little bit better. We really missed him. We missed him, didn't we? Amen. All right. If you weren't here Friday night, is the tape started? Okay. This is going to be a part two of Friday night. And this is going to be the second beast. The coming up of the second beast. Friday was the arising of the first beast. And if you didn't get a tape, they'll be available to you. Okay. Now in Matthew 24:19, and while you're looking for that scripture, I'll say something important to you. I know that President Obama is not the Antichrist. Now, how do I know that? I know it because while he went overseas, when he went to Arabia, he bowed down and kissed the shoes of King Abdullah. Antichrist is not going to bow down to anybody on the face of the earth. Amen? So I think that pretty well settles that. He may be a forerunner, but in my mind, that settles that. Amen. You got Matthew 24, verse 10. And the Bible says, "And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Now, one of the signs of the rising up of the end times that I've noticed over the years is the love of many waxing cold toward Jesus, the church, and Christians, and Christians getting cold toward Christ. So Christianity is a relationship with Jesus, and I keep telling you that because you have to cultivate it, and you have to reverence that you're his friend and he's your God. Amen. And so Jesus gave you a sign of apostasy coming into the world just before he returns. Amen. And so that is one of the end time signs. Now, the other thing that I can tell you is a second beast is going to rise up from the grounds. Remember the first beast, he came from under the sea. The second beast will rise up from the earth. And you can find that in Revelation 13:11. And I believe that he will be an apostate Jew. The book of Daniel says that he shall not desire the religion of his forefathers. He shall not desire women. He will be a homosexual. You want to know why the homosexual movement is so large? Well, you know, if their leader is going to be a homosexual, they have to make it normal so that people don't just say, "Oh, he's a homosexual." Amen? So they're making it very normal so that when it happens and it's discovered, nobody will think a thing in the world about it. It's just a way of life. Amen? But it isn't, is it? Now, the second beast is going to be a religious leader. The man we're talking about right now. The second beast that comes down from the earth is a supernatural being, and he will join and possess a man that will be a religious leader, and he's known in the Bible as the second beast. Now, this religious leader, I believe that both the Antichrist and the religious leader, that they're alive today. Now, as I was sitting there and I was contemplating about Obama bowing to King Abdullah from Arabia, I thought about the Islam religion, because it's rising and it's becoming very powerful, as you can see throughout the world. But I don't believe that that's going to be the Antichrist religion. And the reason that I don't believe that is because they've already written the charter called Earth Charter for a new world religion, and it's in the United Nations, as I talk to you. It's waiting to be passed as a treaty through the Congress and the Senate to become world law. I remember many years ago, about 30 years ago, I cannot remember the congressman's name, but he was a born-again Christian, and he came to Jacksonville, and he said, they are just waiting to get an Antichrist Congress so that they can pass a treaty. At that time, it was a treaty in the United Nations called the Genocide Treaty, through the United Nations, through America, to make it illegal for you to go to a foreign country and witness about Jesus Christ. That was 25 years ago. And at that time, they were waiting for what he called an Antichrist leadership in our country. Well, that treaty passed when Ronald Reagan was president. And all that treaty said was that if you go and try to change someone to your faith in the world, you can be tried in the world court for genocide, because you would be coming against different people's cultures. Like if you went over to Africa to tell a native idol worshiper that Jesus was God, you would destroy his culture. And so that's already law. However, it has not been enforced worldwide yet, but it will be. The other thing is, whenever Gorbachev came to America, he was received in our nation as a hero. And Gorbachev was the former prime minister of Russia. And our nation gave him the Presidium base out in California, where he made a new religious system, pulled it together with Al Gore and with Marie Strong, and it was a new religion for the world. When they completed it, they took it to the United Nations, and it was received in the United Nations. Now, the new world religion is going to be a religion of goddess God worship. It's going to be a pantheon of gods. It's going to include earth worship. I don't know if you've noticed, but every year American presidents now serve a day called Earth Day, and the presidents will go out into the forest and celebrate what they call nature and the goddess Gaia is the goddess of earth. And, of course, these things just pass by all of us because most of the churches don't even know all of this to tell anybody anyway. But the new faith will be a pantheon of gods and goddesses. And they're pulling it together as I talk to you. If you were to go to Washington, D.C., dotted all over the city, you will find all kinds of gods and goddesses in the form of statues. Remember, I talked one time about the Statue of Liberty on top of the Capitol building. And she's also in form statue in the Senate. And she's also in the new Senate building that they just created there in Washington, D.C. The Statue of Liberty is the goddess of the Illuminati. The Illuminati are the insiders worldwide that we would call Satan worshipers, the ones that are ruling and reigning over the world today in the background. But let's get back to the United Nations. What role does it play in the new world religion and this God, this false prophet, where the second beast will take control of him? And his duty is to subject the world into taking the mark of the beast. And it's also to lead them into worshiping the image of the beast. You will remember in Daniel, the book of Daniel, that King Nebuchadnezzar built a great big idol. And three times a day, whenever he played the harp or whoever played the harp, they would have to bow down and worship that idol. And, of course, Daniel would not worship the idol. And so the type of religion that you see in the book of Daniel, I believe, will be exactly the type of religion that you will see in the end times, which is called the Babylonian religion. And the Babylonian religion is a religion that worships the pantheon. That means all kinds of gods and goddesses. And so the United Nations came together, and all of the various people of the world meet there to form a new world government. That's what its purpose is for. And they're all from, many of them are from idolist countries, and they do not care one thing about Jesus Christ. When you walk into the United Nations, what you're going to see is a 3-foot statue of a god called Zeus, also known as Jupiter. And this god is called the God of War. Now, the United Nations was supposed to bring peace to the world. Why do they have the God of War standing to greet the people as they come into the doorway? Amen? Now, off to the side, you will find a place called the Meditation Room. The Meditation Room is a place where whenever the person that's elected head of the UN, that's the first place that he goes, is into the Meditation Room to dedicate his service to the gods of the UN. And what's in that Meditation Room is a great big huge black magnetite stone statue. It's one of the biggest stone statues in the world, of magnetite. Whenever they built that Meditation Room, before they laid the foundations, they sunk that black magnetite altar down into the soil so that it would have contact with the earth god. So the second beast is going to come up from the earth, right? And they go in there and they do their worship service. Now, the second thing that they did is they have an in-house guru. His name was Sir Shimony at one time. I don't know who it is now. But he's a Hindu. And I've always believed that the New World religion was going to be Hindu because it's pure and perfect idolatry. A lot of people say that the Catholic Church is going to be the New World religion. I believe that the Catholic Church will play a part in leading the world into a New World religion. However, my reasoning concerning the Catholic Church and it being the religion of the world is Antichrist is a perfect idolater. He will not want to worship in the Catholic Church, I believe, because it has a connection of verbal assent to Jesus Christ. In their rituals are all built around the Mass and the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In their churches, they have many idols. Many of those idols that they have are the Roman gods and the Roman goddesses that they just took and changed them into Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and the saints. If you go into the Vatican, for instance, you will see a big three-story statue of what they call St. Peter. But actually, that statue is Zeus that they brought from the Roman days and put it there and made it changed its name to St. Peter. Now, when I went over there, I noticed, for instance, that every Catholic that walked by that idol would either touch its hand or kiss its hand. And so many human beings had walked by and kissed the hand of that statue that its fingers were worn off. And Rome is a city of idolatry. When you go into the, and I'll get back to the United Nations in a minute. When you go into Rome, they have a place, a long hallway that you walk down, and you go into this room, and in that room they have what they call a pantheon. And a pantheon, when they open the door, it's all of the statues of the Roman gods in a circle, right there in the Vatican, right? And so it was sickening to me because I had become a Christian, though I was raised a Catholic, and I had to contain from throwing up many times over in that city. But the reason that I think that it will be destroyed, as the Bible says, in a couple of hours, which will probably be bombed by the Antichrist, but the religion, I believe, will be Hinduism. And it will the false prophet will survive the bombing of that religious system that's shown over in the book of Revelation, because you'll see him again at the very end standing in Armageddon with the Antichrist, Apollyon, and the false prophet. The unholy Trinity is standing right there when Jesus comes to take dominion over the world. So he survives the destruction. Now let's get back to the United Nations. The United Nations is a godless place. Jesus has no part in that place. And that charter. They call it Earth's Charter. The first plank in it says that humans are no higher than animals. So they look upon us as animals. God looks upon us as being made in His image. But the new religion of the world looks upon us just a dog or something. That's why they can kill 5 billion people and have no conscience about it. As a matter of fact, they treat animals better than they do us, some of these New World, New Age people. So that altar is used already for the worship of the earth gods that come up from the earth. And now, whenever he makes his connection, the earth god, with the human being that will become the false prophet in the book of Revelation, whenever he makes that, this false prophet will become the false prophet of all false prophets that have ever lived. And he will be the agent of the Antichrist. And he also, just like I described in the other tape, which we'll have a copy for you after the meeting if you didn't get one, he describes that false prophet, he describes the Antichrist as God incarnate. And he will draw the people of the world to worship that Antichrist. And he gets his power from the dragon. Antichrist, the first beast, and Abaddon and Apollyon, which are the same spirit, they get their power from Satan. This second beast will get his power from Satan too. And so he gets his power, Revelation 13, 4, and Revelation 12. And this false prophet will exercise total dominion of religious affairs over the whole earth. You can find the great power that he will walk in Revelation 13, 12, 15, 17. Now, one of the reasons why many Christians ran to see Todd Bentley, who was a false prophet. It's been proven that he was drunk every time he went up on the platform in Lakeland. And in addition to that, it's been proven that he was having an affair with a woman whom he has now married. And he's trying to have a comeback. And many great, well-known preachers are trying to bring him back, like Rick Joyner, for instance. But he was a false prophet, and many Christians all over the country and all over the world went running to Lakeland looking for a miracle, looking for a sign or a wonder. And, of course, the book of Revelation and the book of Thessalonians says that the devil can do false signs, wonders, and miracles in the end times. And you can find it in Revelation 13, 14. And you can find it over in Thessalonians also. The thing about miracles is, you see, God is a spirit and the devil is a spirit. The devil, according to the Bible, will be able to call down fire from heaven like Elijah did. So there'll be many things that will make people think this is the one. And so the reason why I'm telling you this is you do not follow miracles. You follow Jesus. You do not follow signs, you follow the word. Because if you follow signs in this day and times and miracles, you may end up under the power of the Antichrist. Amen? So this false prophet, in addition to drawing people to him, to make people think that Antichrist is God, will do these signs and wonders and miracles. The Bible tells us to test the spirits to see if they be of God. Since the devil is a spirit, God's a spirit, sometimes things coming out of the spirit realms look sort of like the things of God. They act sometimes the same way. If there would be no question mark about it, Paul never would have said, test the spirits to see if they be of God. And so you need to make sure that you're following God at all times. And you, of course, can use your binding powers. Bind the powers when you go to a meeting and somebody's working miracles and healing the sick. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. Jesus is not going to be upset if you bind it up and it's him. Because he told us to do that, right? If it's him, you cannot bind God. Is that right? So you bind up the powers. If somebody's walking up and down the aisles and they are prophesying, bind it up. Forbid the devil to come over and give you a word of knowledge. Same thing. You cannot bind up the Spirit of God, but if it isn't God, that devil won't come around you. I and many people that I've taught this to, it works for us. And it works for us. It should work for you too. Amen? And so the false prophet will take the worship of the people, and he will play the role of the Holy Spirit. However, he will be the unholy spirit. Now, what is the role of the Holy Spirit in the Bible? He draws people to Jesus, according to John 14. He also does signs and wonders, anointings over the lives of people, and he teaches them all truth. Well, you see, this unholy spirit, the false prophet, will draw the worship to the Antichrist, and he has perfect power to deceive the world. And he gives life to the image of the beast. Gives life to the image of the beast. Image of the beast. That means that an image is lifeless, right? And so if an image is lifeless, according to this scripture, it says he has power to give life to the image. Verse 15. Now, when you read when you listen to the first CD on this, The Rise of the Beast, I talked about the possibility of Obama being a golem. And I described to you that a golem is a lifeless figure made of clay. And over the centuries, the rabbis who work magical powers use magical words. And they've had a thing that they call golem, G-O-L-E-M, where they claim that they've been able to give life to a lifeless image. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, I can't say that that's what Obama is. I wouldn't say that. I just said it could be. According to the Bible here, it says it's possible. Because this is a man infused with demonic powers that has powers to give life to to an image. And every single person on the world, on the earth, has to bow to give worship to that image. Now, how in the world will they know whether you're bowing or not? I remember some 20 years ago I taught on the image of the beast. And at that time, I technology wasn't as far along as it is now. But at that time, I said, I can see that in the future that they will marry the laser beam to the television, and that they will be able to see whether or not you are bowing to the image of the beast or not. I believe I still might have that tape. I'll look for it. But they will see whether you bow. Now, they've got new technology now called digital technology. Now, I'm not a scientist. I only know the little bit that I read now or what God shows me. But I know that the digital technology, that they're going to use it when they turn the TVs over to digital technology to control your mind. They're saying that, not me. Jesus did not tell me that. This is what they say. They also say that if they've got technology to distribute wirelessly your voice and your image and that sort of thing through television, then they can reverse it. They can tell where you are through your cell phone right now. Now, many times I have cable, many times in the middle of the night, my cable television comes on by itself, and it stays on for about 3 or 4 seconds or so in the middle of the night. It doesn't come on the part where the programming comes on. It comes on just one channel, the channel that goes into the programming. In other words, it's a monologue situation. But I believe they're watching us already through the cable. And so when I said that they would marry the laser beam to the television, what will happen is if you're in your house and the image of the beast, this is what I said some 20 years ago, if they show the image of the beast comes on the television and you refuse to bow your knee to it, the laser will come through the television and kill you. Now, that sounds impossible, but it isn't impossible today. Also, the image of the beast, when you go to the airport, you have to walk into this little thing. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard about it. You have to walk into it, and it takes a photograph of your body. And then the photograph of your body is fed into the lab, they call it, up in outer space. Reagan called it Star Wars. They can write today, take a picture of you down walking the streets of New York City with a pack of cigarettes in your pocket and know what brand of cigarettes you're walking with. That's how they've tuned all of that up. Technology, if Hitler had this technology, he would have conquered the world. And this is how Antichrist is going to conquer the world. Well, you don't go to the airport, so you don't have to worry about that. But what you do have to worry about, we don't worry, is have you seen the chemtrails going with the tic-tac-toes over your city? Those are made of chemicals that fall down upon us, and they go into us. And they have married some sort of technology to HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. And you Google that and you'll find out that they have a giant machine in Alaska that they can cause different kinds of weather, like hurricanes, storms, and things that we've all been experiencing for the last half a dozen years. And that was invented by the scientist called Tesla. Well, they've married some of the thing to that that treats us that have been under the chemtrails as radio antennas. So they can zero in on you already. So they've got the technology to require every single living person on the face of the earth to bow to the beast. And if you don't bow, the same thing will happen to you that happened in the book of Daniel. The ones that refused to bow were killed by decree of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, this United States has set up the programs for Antichrist and this beast to rule the world. They created the biggest embassy in the world, which I believe in Iraq, which I believe will be the palace of the Antichrist. The Iraqis call it Bush's palace. They have created over there the largest base, military base in the world, which I believe will be the army of the Antichrist, the primary location of his army. The United Nations a couple of years ago said that the United Nations building wasn't big enough for them, and they want to move to Babylon, Iraq. Now that will fulfill the scriptures of the mystery of Babylon. Now what is the mystery of Babylon, the woman shown in the book of Revelation? It's the Babylonian religion. And when you go start searching, what is the Babylonian religion? It's the worship of the gods and the goddesses. You see, the Islam religion is a mono-religion. It is not a polytheistic religion. A polytheistic religion worships all gods. The mono religion is Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. And that's why I believe that the end time religion, the one that require everyone to bow and worship the Antichrist, the image of the Antichrist, will be the Babylonian style religion. And I don't have time today to go into the mystery religion, but I will one day when the Lord leads. But we're at the door where the false prophet magnifies the image of the beast with the whole world worshiping the Antichrist. And he will exercise control. Now, understand what's going on that you're watching as I speak to you today. He will exercise control over commerce, industry, trade, and traffic. Now, this false prophet will exercise the control to kill you if you will not take the mark of the beast. And as I talk to you, we just saw the national bankers in America take over and steal the wealth of America and are still stealing the wealth of America while the average American person, or many of them, are walking around saying, but I'm not worried because Obama's going to fix it. Obama is not going to fix it. As a matter of fact, Obama went over to the big international meeting this past week, and he gave away the sovereignty to America. And the headlines in Europe was, America, they used to make the decisions in America in their think tanks of what was going to happen in these meetings over here, but not anymore. Said now China will make these decisions. So our world's sovereignty just collapsed and went down into the ground. And as I told you, Antichrist will be worshipped by every single person in the world. Antichrist will never bow his knee to any living human being. Demons are too proud for that. Obama bowed his knee to the king of Saudi Arabia. I have pictures of it. So he's definitely, in my opinion, not the Antichrist now. People are still thinking that he is. I don't think that he is. But they said that the international banking system, which he signed on to while he was over there, will begin to regulate the world. They're going to regulate the United States. They're making our money just absolutely worthless as I speak to you. The world, the only way that you'll be in this new system will be through the false prophet, the Antichrist, and the world system. And it's coming together as I speak to you today. The United Nations, most of your past presidents didn't like it too much because of national sovereignty. But we're under a president now that doesn't understand sovereignty of the United Nations. I mean, the United States. This man understands communism because that's where he was born, under communism. Now, when he went to Europe, he made fresh contacts with Russia, and he's wooing all the communist nations as I speak to you, including opening up the door to communist Cuba so that the people in South Florida that have families down there can travel back and forth and bring Cuba money. No president has ever done things like we're seeing them now. But the one thing that he did yesterday that has a buzz, the news media in our country, is that he said it's all America's fault. It's all our fault that we never connected into to Europe, that Europe deserved better than what we gave them when we were sovereign. And so as I speak to you today, it's all happening right in front of your eyes. It's just that you have to know what you're looking at. And what you're looking at is that America has fallen. No doubt about it. Our country has fallen. Our country has fallen to not exactly communism, but a system called fascism. And what is fascism? Fascism is where the corporations run the world. Not presidents, not kings and queens, but banks and the ones that are sanctioned by the new banking system. They will run the world, not America, not really even Russia. So fascism is exactly the same type of government that Hitler had when he was ruling. It's the same one that Mussolini had when he was ruling. And fascism is not the republic that we used to know. It has not a heart. It moves on money and the people that rule over the money system. It doesn't rule over a person's heart at all. And so the little people that have nothing, we're in for a rocky ride if the Lord tarries. In California, as I speak to you today, there are people that are already in concentration camps. And what they're in is the fairgrounds, the ones that have lost their jobs. And what happens is they have the barbed wire going inward to keep people in, not going out. And they pick these people up that have lost their houses. They go out in the forest and pick them up. There's a testimony of one man that was riding down the street in his Winnebago that he had bought because he lost his home. Problem is he did not buy any insurance on the Winnebago. The cops came, confiscated the Winnebago, and what they did is they left him standing on the side of the street. Another cop car came, picked him up, and took him to the fairgrounds. So all over the country, they're already flashing concentration camps, old bases, places that they've made to take people. We're fixing to go in, if we're not already in, the tribulation period is what I'm telling you. You must be prepared for the worst, because I don't see things turning around anymore. But I do know this, that Jesus is going to come back. And whatever's required, you must be strong enough in the spirit realm to overcome. Because the book of Revelation says that it's for those that overcome. It's for those that can hear the word. It's for those that see Jesus and his blood as their covering. That's eternal life. Just remember this in closing. 7 years is not a very long time. And the Antichrist is only going to rule for 7 years. That's not a long time to sell out your eternal life for. Because your eternal life will be forever with Jesus. And besides, I don't think I want to worship a man anyway. So that's where we are. They are starting, they have graves, mass graves, that they're making all over the country. We have one here, maybe more, but out at Evergreen Cemetery, they're preparing a mass grave out there as I speak to you. That's where all the homeless people are staying, out by Evergreen Cemetery. They are reporting on some of the underground radios that mass graves are already being made over the country. And people are beginning to send pictures in of those graves. And what they're being told is, this is in case the flu comes and kills people. Now, for them to be preparing those graves and saying those words, they're preparing to send the flu virus, I believe. Now, if you can get it, try to get colloidal silver. I heard that the FDA has outlawed it just this last week. You may still be able to get it from your vitamin companies. Maybe in the stores, I don't know. But they say that that will kill avian flu. The other thing that I've heard that will kill it is large dosages of vitamin D. Now, the FDA is moving, as I speak to you, to outlaw vitamins and vitamin B. I would advise you to get a supply of those. I have read that if avian flu comes and it hits one family that has six people, four people in that family are going to die. So right now, you need to move to protect yourselves and your children. Get that. Try to get you some dry food, dry beans, rice, things like that to last you at least 30 days or more. Stock up on dry things that you can survive. Water. Make sure that you get you some water like that water jug in the back. It cleanses the water. You know that. As it drips through, it cleanses the water. It's known as a Berkey water filter. You can take one of those and go out to the St. John's River and get water and put it through there and drink it. It will cleanse it. So what it takes for people to survive, if you want to survive, it takes water, food, and good health. That's what it'll take. Now, I haven't told you these things to scare you today, but people are preparing for the worst all over the world, except Christians. I mean, this Friday night in one of the biggest churches in town, we had a woman and a very well-known man. What they did is they get everybody in the church laughing and rolling on the floor and going in trances. When this time comes, this group of people will not be prepared for what's headed our way. If George Bush, which is the first person that I ever heard the word avian flu from, and that was when he first went into office, said that avian flu could come to America, and there's a few cases over in China, they are planning something, my friends. They are planning something. 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, they released live avian flu to 18 countries from Baxter Lab right here in America. They caught it before it got out of the country because of the fact that the ferrets, the birds, died in the compartment where that flu was, and it was live flu. So they irradiated it. But what happens if a so-called accident happens again? If that had went out to those 18 countries, I'm telling you, billions of people would have died just from that so-called accident. Be prepared, and your soul right now is the most important thing that you have. Jesus died for it. He loves you. He wants you to be in heaven with Him. Your mommy can't get you there. Your daddy can't get you there. You have to make a decision yourself where you want to go. You want to live with the devil? Make the wrong choices. You want to live with God? Give your heart to the Lord. Now, I know this is scary, but it's true. It's happening as I speak to you today. Do you want to make a fresh commitment to Jesus today? Let's pray. Father, I ask you to forgive me for being cold. I ask you in the name of Jesus that you save me from the destiny of the Antichrist, the false prophet, and Abaddon, and the demons from the earth. I ask you to save us from the lake of fire that shone over in Revelation 19:20. And Revelation 20:20. I give you praise today that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, of which I repent today. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're my God, that you will protect me, you will strengthen me, and all things work for the good of those that are called according to your purpose. For our people that are not in the church today, I ask you to let this same prayer go over them and over our families. And we give you praise that you are the great, mighty King. Amen.